Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's probably pretty easy to figure out where we get a lot of our ideas for Radio Kitchen. All it takes is a visit to a weekend farmer's market. And we walk away with topics galore. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you can't go 10 feet past a market stall and not get a ton of inspiration.
You know, I was just there this week, and it's just in full swing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a great summer. The guys have got all sorts of things. They're just blowing up in their farms, and they're bringing it to the market, and it's great.
Arguably, this has been one of the best springs ever.
It's great. It's really good. And as we move into summer, you'll see everything there now and get really excited about it.
I was strolling past One Straw Farms, and Joan had some of these beautiful, I was looking for leeks, but I saw some. It looked sort of like a leek, but it wasn't. I said, that can't be a spring onion. It's too big. But the ones that are coming in now are like the size of a cue ball.
Right. The top looks exactly like a green onion or a spring onion, but the bottom looks like an onion, but there's no skin to peel off. You just use it right away.
And
all the guys had them this weekend. They were great.
They are. And I've been slicing them in too.
Yeah.
And then putting them on the grill.
Perfect.
And they just work out beautifully.
Sure.
One of the farmers had bok choy.
Yeah,
bok great choy. It's a great cabbage.
Yeah, it's more of a green, sautéed or baked or roasted
and
or grilled. It's great.
A lot of people like to make stir fry, which is a really healthy way to eat. And bok choy is indispensable for that.
Right. I mean, there's corn everywhere, right?
Yep.
I mean, Zoradka had corn like crazy, all sorts of great varieties by the truckload.
Yep.
So it's really good. It's very sweet. It's delicious right now.
I love the green and yellow summer squash.
Oh,
and again,
squash is that's the thing that's like, every stall has 100,000 of them, it seems.
Yeah. And you get these, you know, they're yellow, but they look like they've been dipped into green paint.
Oh, right. yes, right at the end. No, those are great.
And I love to throw those on the grill.
Uh-huh. One
of my favorite vegetables that I don't see all the time, but I see it right now, are the yellow green beans or the wax beans.
Oh, wax beans. Yeah, they're very cool.
They are. And, you know, they look like a green bean, but they're yellow.
Yeah.
They have a different taste.
More mild, I think, and kind of a creamier texture.
Yeah.
Not as snappy as a green bean would be.
A lot of fun.
I found was a ton of baby fennel.
Did you really?
Yeah, lots of baby fennel bulbs, which to me, I love fennel. I love that crisp anise taste. But those are really cool on the grill, too. Just grill them slow and long. They get soft. They get creamy. They're really fun.
How do you feel about garlic scapes?
Yeah, scapes are sure great. I mean, yes, they're good.
Yeah, it's fun. it's a fun little thing to play with.
They make a great pesto. How's that?
Is that
right? You blanch them first, and then you can, you know, puree them up with roasted garlic, olive oil, mix in some Parmesan cheese. And it's an intense, believe me, but great garlicky pesto.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this is a long tubular thing with a little
It's the top of the plant that would normally fall down into the ground in nature and make a new plant.
Right.
But to allow the garlic to grow under the ground, the farmers cut the scape off.
Yeah, they're great to toss in salads.
Yeah,
it's a nice mild flavor.
Yeah.
I saw skirt steak for sale.
Oh, well.
And that's such a great thing for the grill.
Yes, it's very good. It makes all sorts of delicious treats. Guys like that are all over now. It's really nice to see a lot more protein at the market, too.
And finally, peaches are coming out, and it's time for peach cobbler, one of the easiest dishes out there to make.
Yeah, there were a lot of peaches, and I saw some great watermelons, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and Billy had a great cantaloupe, and he had this little honeydew that was just really intense. It was really nice.
It's fun to go shopping out there. Tons of ideas.
For sure.
You can just come home and have a feast. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.